Joined this morning by Dr. Kathleen Kobashi, who is a urologist, here to talk about our bladder. When I got the pitch and someone says we're going to talk about bladders in the National Bladder Health Month, I thought, well, I'll give it a try. Why, this is a conversation that nobody really ever has. Why is that?
Well, I think part of this might be awareness. And so that's the purpose of the National Bladder Health Month. The Urology Care Foundation really wants to raise public awareness of bladder conditions and empower and educate individuals to take control of their bladder health and to help them gather facts so they know that there are treatment options that are available for really a variety of different conditions that can affect your bladder.
Is it the bladder's fault, or is there other parts along the way that are causing problems? Explain it all to me here.
Oh, well, it really depends on which condition you're talking about. So it could be both. The answer to that question is both. But really, when we're talking about bladder conditions, it can range from, you know, leaky bladders, when you got to go, you can't get there in time, it's just going to go without your permission, to coughing, laughing, exercise-related leakage, all the way to recurrent urinary tract infections. That can be a big problem for some people. Nighttime frequency, if you're getting up 3 and 4 times at night and you just can't get a good night's sleep because of that, obviously that's not only quality of life, it impacts your ability to function during the day. And then things more serious like bladder cancer can also affect your bladder. So there's really a broad range of things that can affect your bladder, all of which we have successful treatments for.
What would be considered the symptoms? How do we know when it's time to talk to our doctor about this?
Well, when you're bothered, so for instance, the quality of life related issues like leakage, when you're bothered by it, it's time to talk to your doctor about it. But things like blood in the urine, even if it's just a drop, and even if it goes away, that is important for you to take seriously because that can be indicative of something more serious like bladder cancer. It can also indicate something as simple as a urinary tract infection. But the symptoms that can affect your bladder include urinary frequency, urgency, when I gotta go, I can't get there in time, I leak, it burns, my urine's cloudy, or again, blood in the urine. So really anything that indicates to you that your bladder is not quite behaving properly is worth a look, either with your primary care doctor or your healthcare provider, or you can go to urologyhealth.org, which is the Urology Care Foundation website.
Is it age-related? What are causing these things, and what are some of the things we can do to kind of prevent it or at least mitigate it a little?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're absolutely right. The older we get, the more at risk we are for some of these things. I mean, nighttime frequency, and in fact, embarrassingly, not getting to the bathroom in time or waking up having wet the bed happens more commonly than anybody would ever imagine because people don't talk about that much. But I think that it's really important for people to realize, first of all, it can happen at any age. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. And if it's affecting your quality of life, it's absolutely important, if not imperative, for you to talk to your healthcare provider about it and go to urologyhealth.org and get some more information. I think just knowing that there are successful treatment options that are available and the fact that you're not alone will help people feel more comfortable to go ask more questions and seek help.
Is there things you can do related to your lifestyle or, you know, exercise, what you eat or drink, that type of a thing?
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head, Bruce. You know, for overactive bladder, for instance, and nighttime frequency, sometimes it's just a matter of lifestyle changes and avoiding things that irritate the bladder, like a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. That's not to say you can't have those things, but you can be strategic about when you get your big cup of coffee or your glass of wine. And if you're drinking fluids all the way up until the time you go to bed at night, then what goes in has to come out. So, I mean, if we can be strategic about things like that, that can be make a huge difference. You know, exercises to strengthen the pelvic floor or to control your bladder are also very helpful. Sometimes it's medication. So sometimes people are taking medications that make you make more urine, make you produce more urine so you can get rid of excess water. We can just change the timing of that so that the excess water sort of gets dumped when you're awake and not in the middle of the night. So a lot of things that are very simple that can really make a huge difference.
Does this affect one gender over another? Sometimes women maybe who have already had childbirth has issues with that, or men with their prostate. How does that play into all of this?
Exactly. So stress incontinence, which is coughing, laughing, sneezing, leakage, tends to be more common in women after childbirth. It's not limited to women because men can also get that. Overactive bladder can be men and women alike. That can be related to hormone changes for women. It can be related to the prostate getting in the way and the bladder responds by getting more overactive to try to get past a tighter channel. So it can be men and women alike. Certainly bladder cancer also can affect both sexes. And then nighttime frequency, again, tends to be a little bit more in the male population because that's related to the prostate, but not exclusively so by any stretch of the imagination. Same with urinary tract infection. So equal opportunity here.
And again, urologyhealth.org, good place to get all the information. And I think we got through the talk okay.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
Now I have to say I have to go. So
okay.
It was good talking with you, Kathleen Kobashi, the doctor joining us this morning. Again, you can find out more if you go to urologyhealth.org. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.